From Branson, Missouri, in the heart of the Ozarks, welcome to the Bullknobber Hillbilly Jamboree Show.
Get ready for 1 hour of great classy country music with Brand Country Rewind. Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee feature the legends of country music with hits from the 1960s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Enjoy the music, memories, and milestones of Branson's pioneering shows. It's time to rewind. Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's Rewind. I'm Mike Patrick, sitting here with the mute Jamie Hagee, and we got a great show for you. Jamie?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's me, Jamie. Hi, friends. Stay with us for 1 hour of classic country music. This week's lineup includes Tammy Wynette, Tom T. Hall, Susie Boggess, the Gatlins, Mel Tillis, and a gospel song from New South.
And our featured artist this week is Roseanne Cash.
This week's Vintage Branson Moment features the seventh show to start here in Branson, the Ozarks Country Jubilee, which will feature our very own Melody Hart.
And I'm going to tell you what, a very young Melody Hart.
I would say, yeah.
Real young. Tonight we kick the show off with the queen of country music. Of course, that can only be one person, Miss Tammy Wynette.
Tammy released this in 1967, that is,
yep,
as opposed to 1867, from her debut album of the same name. The song peaked at number 3 for Tammy.
That's right. Here's Tammy Wynette with Your Good Girl's Gonna Go Bad.
I've never seen the inside of a bar room or listened to a jukebox all night long. But I see these are the things that bring you pleasure. So I'm gonna make some changes in our home. I've heard it said, if you can't beat 'em, join 'em. So if that's the way you've wanted me to be, I'll change if it takes that to make you happy. From now on you're gonna see a different me. Because you're good girls are gonna go bad. I'm gonna be the swinginest swinger you've ever had. If you like them painted up, powdered up, then you ought to be glad. Cause you're good girls are gonna go bad. I'll even learn to like the taste of whiskey. In fact, you'll hardly recognize your wife. I'll buy some brand new clothes and dress up fancy for my journey to the wilder side of life. Because you're good girls are gonna go bad. I'm gonna be the swinginest swinger you've ever had. If you like them painted up, powdered up, then you ought to be glad. Cause you're good girls are gonna go bad. Oh yeah, you're good girls are gonna go bad.
How old do you think I am, he said. I said, well, I didn't know. He said, I turned 65 about 11 months ago. I was sitting in Miami pouring blended whiskey down when this old gray black gentleman was cleaning up the lounge. There wasn't anyone around except this old man and me. The guy who ran the bar was watching Ironsides on TV. Uninvited, he sat down and opened up his mind on old dogs. children and watermelon wine. Ever had a drink of watermelon wine? He asked. He told me all about it, though I didn't answer back. Ain't but three things in this world that's worth a solitary dime, but old dogs and children and watermelon wine. He said women think about themselves when menfolk ain't around, and friends are hard to find when they discover that you're down. He said, I tried it all when I was young and in my natural prime. Now it's old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Old dogs care about you even when you make mistakes. God bless little children while they're still too young to hate. When he moved away, I found my pen and copied down that line about old dogs and children and watermelon wine. I had to catch a plane up to Atlanta that next day. As I left for my room, I saw him picking up my change. That night I dreamed in peaceful sleep of shady summertime, of old dogs and children and watermelon wine.
From 1972, that's one of my favorites, from the storyteller Tom T. Hall. Old dogs, children, and watermelon wine.
We got to pause to pay some bills here, but you're going to want to stay with us for our next segment. Coming up next, we feature our Spotlight Artist of the Week, which tonight is Roseanne Cash.
How about that? I'll be right here on Grand Country Rewind.
The Amazing Pets Show stars an amazing troupe of furry creatures who will win your heart as they perform for your love and laughter. Many have been rescued from shelters across the country. In addition to the four-legged creatures, you will see beautiful exotic birds and many other magical surprises. Voted Branson's Best Specialty Show, Amazing Pets is guaranteed to put a smile on your face. Animal lovers of all ages, call 417-335-2484 or grandcountry.com. Grand Country's Fun Spot is the place for family fun. Family fun. Get your game on with laser tag. Mix it up on the Spin Zone bumper cars. Check your score on the mini bowling lanes. Play awesome Blacklight Mini Golf in 3D. 3D. Play all the latest arcade attractions and win prizes. Call 417-335-2454 or visit grandcountry.com. What are you waiting for? Get your game on. What are you waiting for? Get your game on. What are you waiting for? Get your game on.
At Grand Country Fun Spot.
Take a trip to go and listen
From 1987, that was Roseanne Cash singing one of her dad's 1967 hit songs, Tennessee Flat Top Box, and your favorite, too.
Well, I was going to say that I thought that was one of your favorites.
Oh, we both love those.
Anyway, welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. This is the part of our show where we feature a star who's made great contributions to the world of country music. Going to give you a little history on their career and spotlight a couple of their biggest hit songs. This week, as mentioned, we celebrate Roseanne Cash.
Roseanne Cash was born on May 24th, 1955 in Memphis, Tennessee. If you don't know, she's the eldest daughter of Johnny Cash and his first wife, Vivian Liberto. In 1958, the family moved to California, where Roseanne and her sisters were raised by their mother, after Johnny and Vivian separated in the early 1960s.
After graduating from high school, Roseanne joined her father's roadshow. She worked as a wardrobe assistant, background vocalist, and soloist. Mm-hmm. She made her recording debut on Johnny's album, The Junkie and the Juicehead Minus Me, in 1974. I don't recall ever hearing that
one. Nope, I'm going to look for that one in the pawn shop.
Yes.
In 1978, Roseanne recorded a demo with Emmylou Harris's songwriter Rodney Crowell, whom she later married in 1979. The duo began working together, recording albums for Columbia Records. And in 1980, the album Right or Wrong was released, and it produced three top 25 singles.
Well, in the 1980s, Roseanne's career picked up momentum with the release of five albums. She concluded the decade with her first compilation album in 1989. It was in the 80s that she had many number one hits.
In 1990, Roseanne released the album Interiors, and this was the first album Roseanne produced herself. She also wrote and co-wrote all of the songs. This album displayed her dark take on relationships and reflected her marital problems at that time. In 1991, Roseanne left Nashville for New York City and divorced Rodney Crowell in 1992. In the late 90s, Roseanne remarried and focused on writing. She wrote a children's book titled Penelope Jane.
In 2006, Roseanne released Black Cadillac. Hey, I've got one. An album that marked the loss of stepmother June and father Johnny, who had both died in 2003. Roseanne's mother Vivian died as the album was finished in 2005. The album was nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Contemporary Folk Americana Album. In 2015, she was inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Today, Roseanne Cash is working on a new album, and it's scheduled for release this fall, and she also continues to tour.
We're going to play a couple songs from our featured star. We start with my pick, 7 Year Ache. Well, I think I've had an eight one. Written and recorded by Johnny Cash in 1961. His daughter Roseanne released her version of the song in November of 87.
I always thought that was 7 Ear Ache. I don't know.
Got one of those too.
I couldn't hear it.
Getting older is not fun.
Following that, you'll hear my pick, My Baby Thinks He's a Train, written by Leroy Preston and recorded by Roseanne in 1981. This was the second single from the album 7 Year Ache, and the song reached number one on the U.S. Hot Country Songs Billboard.
Right now, here's our featured artist this week, Miss Roseanne Cash.
Trying to get home.
That was our featured artist this week, Roseanne Cash.
Coming up next, we have Susie Boggess, along with this week's Vintage Branson Moment, featuring the seventh show here in town, the Ozarks Country Jubilee.
Absolutely. Stay right here for more Grand Country Rewind.
Don't miss our incredible Spring Break Family Vacation Package. A two-night stay at Grand Country, passes to Splash Country Water Park, pizzas at Papa Grand's, a $10 game card at the Fun Spot, and a family pass for two shows at Grand Country Music Hall. Priced at only $348. Call 800-828-9068 or visit grandcountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country. We'll treat you right.
The family will love Grand Country Buffet. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, there are over 125 delicious items to choose from. Famous for great food, wonderful atmosphere, and warm personal service. Grand Country Buffet has it all. Call 417-335-2434 or visit grandcountry.com. Grand Country, we've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
There's a young man that I know who
someday soon going with him. Someday soon.
That was Susie Boggess from 1991 with her hit song Someday Soon.
Hi, this is Bob Leftridge, and you're listening to Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
It's time for Vintage Branson. Each week we salute one of the first 10 founding shows in Branson, and this week we honor the Ozarks Country Jubilee.
The Ozarks Country Jubilee was Branson's seventh show and first appeared on Branson's 76 Country Boulevard in 1981. The name came from Ralph Foster of KWTO radio fame. And the name of the Ozarks Country Jubilee goes way back to the 1950s when Red Foley had the show in Springfield, Missouri, and it was televised nationwide.
Well, it was Warren and Doris Stokes who built a theater in Springfield in 1972, and they bought the name from the old Red Foley organization. So the Jubilee was definitely an indirect relative of the original Ozark Jubilee.
And the show was very well known for talented singers and very talented musicians.
Yep.
Familiar names like George Giddens, Gary Myers. Gary still plays from Mickey Gilley.
Yep.
Got a call from Mickey Gilley, 8 o'clock Thursday morning.
Wish
me happy birthday.
Well, wasn't that nice?
Our very own Tracy Houston, Danny Yancey, part of that show. Dale Ray on that five string and the pedal steel guitar. Buddy Burr on drums. Jerry Caserato tickling the ivories. Rick McEwen. Dr. David Sribble, who still practices dentistry.
Open, please.
I'll sing you a song. Bob Leftridge, of course, Bob still does pre-show at the Ball Knobbers. So Phil Bakers, will he make it? Carlotta Gale, and many others.
Mm-hmm. The Ozarks Country Jubilee had a great run in Branson and was no doubt very instrumental to the success of the early entertainment years here in Ozark Mountain Country.
No doubt. And with this week's Vintage Branson moment, we're going to feature our own Little Miss Country Sunshine, and she was Little Miss Country Sunshine back then.
Melody Hart. Melody was a cast member on the Jubilee very early in her career, and she's singing the official state song of Tennessee.
Right now, here's Melody, the Jubilee Band, with an Osborne Brothers original hit song, Rocky Top.
She comes from down in Des Arc, Arkansas, and she's not only a great little fiddle player, but she's a great country singer, too, and you're not going to get any more country than this. It's called Rocky Top, Tennessee. A big hand for Melody Herron.
Sweet.
about that right there. Branson's seventh founding show, the Ozarks Country Jubilee, featuring Melody Hart. Of course, that time she's Melody Heron, with our Vintage Branson moment for this week.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm going to love about heaven?
What are you going to love?
No bills. We'll have no bills to pay.
No bills in heaven.
That's right. But we got them here, right here, right now. So stick with us. We'll pay a few of them. And up next, we have a favorite show moment from our own Branson Country USA and Branson Entertainment News with Josh Clark from Branson Tri-Lakes News.
You want to stay right here? Do you really think you're going to heaven?
I think.
For Branson's best afternoon of fun and laughter, don't miss the Comedy Jamboree, starring funny guys Applejack, Stretch McCord, and Andy Parks, along with the Jamboree singers, Piano Player of the Year Tracy Heaston, and the award-winning Grand Band. Featuring hilarious clean comedy, great dancing, and today's country hits, this show is a hot ticket. For more information, call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. That's the Comedy Jamboree. When the family is ready for pizza, Papa Grand's is the place for great pizza. Featuring 12 varieties of fresh pizza, dessert pizzas, and soup and salad bar. Dine in or take it to go. Papa Grand's is located inside Grand Country's Fun Spot Arcade. Call 417-336-6709 or visit grandcountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. You're going to want to stay with us in the upcoming hour for this week's Branson Country USA. All your favorites will be here. New South, Jackie Brown, Melody Hart, the Rhinestone Mafia, Mike, and myself, along with this week's special guest star from Legends in Concert, Ryan Pelton as Elvis, all coming up next on Branson Country USA.
Right now, it's time for a favorite moment from right here at Grand Country, and each and every week, we like to take a look back at one of our favorite moments from Branson Country USA, now year 16 of the show.
Isn't that something?
We've had some great favorite moments. And tonight's no exception. We pick a song from Larry Gatlin and the Gatlins.
This is a big hit song for them back in 1983. Our cut dates to June 6, 2014. Here are the Gatlins.
Would you make welcome Houston, the Gatlin Brothers?
Hi, y'all. Let's do it for a moment. Well, Houston, Houston, meet that I'm one day closer to you.
Thank God.
Yeah, Houston, Houston means the last day of the trip through. Yeah, lady, you man, God in heaven above, no, I love what I do for them, baby. Show was a great time for me and the guys. I'm willing to away from you, honey. Time always never flies.
Sing.
Sleeping on the holiday hotel, show Metcalf Bob Blue. But here I am at the Grand Country, and I'm one day closer to you.
Yeah, Neil.
Houston. Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Yeah, honey, Houston. Houston means the last day of the journey through. Yeah, lady, you and God in heaven above know I love what I do for a living. I really do. But Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you.
Turn it around, boys. Time.
Yeah, Houston. Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Yeah, lady, Houston. Houston means the last day of the trip.
Yeah.
far as living boys and girls, I really do. But Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Yeah, Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. That's for anybody out there from the great state of Texas. How's everybody doing tonight? Well, we are glad to be here.
It's time for Branson Entertainment News with Josh Clark from Branson Tri-Lakes News.
He is in the vault of classic country music, and talk about news.
Son, it is. I'm talking about...
We're prepping for Memorial Day weekend.
We are. We're prepping for Memorial Day weekend, and... That being said, there's still a lot going on. Downtown Branson right now going on is Plum Nelly Days.
Yep.
And then on Saturday, Respring Hat Cajun Days. Both awesome, awesome events. If you're in town and it's Saturday and you're still listening, you can go out to Plum Nelly Days on Sunday, downtown Branson. Whole lot of cool stuff going on. Things really get kicked off next Friday for Memorial Day weekend at Shepherd of the Hills. It's the Smoking Summer Kickoff. More than 50 professional barbecue teams from all over the region are coming to compete in this contest. It's a free event. Of course, if you want to eat something, smells are free. Mm-hmm. If you want to eat, you got to pay.
And all drink, right? Too.
And drink, too.
Guess who's tending bar over there?
Are you really?
Yours truly.
Oh.
That's one of my Shriner responsibilities.
Oh, that's
that day.
Awesome. Well,
I'll be there from 11 to 1.
What day?
Saturday.
Saturday. Awesome. Okay. So Friday, they're doing a Kids Q, which is the Kids Barbecue Contest, yep. Right? I'm judging. I'm one of the judges myself. Josh Grisham from the radio station and Miss Sarah Hammonds are judging
nice.
The Kids Q. All right. And then Friday night, they're having a concert. First ever big major concert out at Shepherd of the Hills. Chris Jansen and Ray Lim, both contemporary country singers, supposed to have a huge concert that night. There are some tickets still available. And then at 10 o'clock, they're doing fireworks.
Cool.
The Saturday festival, again, all day, they're going to have the award winners announced Saturday afternoon. And then Saturday night, the Shepherd of the Hills outdoor drama opens. So this is like the grand opening.
What a great kickoff.
Yeah, awesome kickoff.
Yeah.
I think it's theshepherdofthehills.com, I think is the website.
Folks, keep your eye on that thing. There's a lot of exciting things going on.
A lot of cool stuff. And we'll have some more about that as the year goes along as well. Friday night, Welk Resort Theater, Ty Herndon, Daryl Worley, two pretty big stars over the past 15, 20 years, got some great tunes. Bob Canella, Up Close Concerts, bringing those guys in. That's Friday night at the Welk. Silver Dollar City Bluegrass and Barbecue. Next week is the last week for that. Saturday is the Youth and Bluegrass Contest, which is always a huge deal. Sunday is Ricky Skaggs, and then the festival wraps up 1 week from Monday, actually on Memorial Day.
And let me throw out one more name to watch out there, the Baker family.
Okay.
The Baker family of Bluegrass. I've got to know those folks. They participated in our fiddle contest about 3 years ago. Trustin Baker is 19 years old, and folks, he's going to be a name to watch. Not the whole family, too. His brother Elijah plays bass, but they just happened to be in the audience at Grand Jubilee the other night, so I put him on the Late Show on television.
Oh, nice.
And I'm going to tell you, you better keep your eye on them because they're hot.
That's all. And you know what, man? If you go out to hear any of those bluegrass bands, they're great, but that Saturday youth contest, man, you might see the next Ricky Skaggs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you might see the next Tony Rice, some of those big, huge names in bluegrass music. That's a whole lot of fun. I did want to also apologize to you because we've talked on this program many times about getting together and going out and seeing country music legend Mickey Ealy, 17 number one hits on the country music chart, 39 top 10, along with Johnny Lee. The lovely and talented Miss Carrie Garrison and I went earlier this week to see the show. After the show, I went backstage and talked to MG, and I gave him a big hug, and all I could tell him was how awesome he sounded. Man, he sounds so good, Mike.
It's
so
ridiculous,
good.
Folks.
I mean, dude, he had a car wreck in January.
Is he 82? Did he hit 82?
82, man.
82 years old.
82.
You close your eyes, it sounds just like the album. And I will tell you, and both of us can verify this, there's no lip syncing there.
No, there's not.
It's 100% live.
And the thing about it is, I mean, we're in a town with professional, ridiculously awesome singers and vocalists.
Yeah.
And when you hear those guys talk about not only how good Gilly sounds, but he knows his strengths and he knows his weaknesses.
Yeah.
And you don't see any of those weaknesses. All you see is strength. And that's a pro. Look, they've only got two more weeks before they're done until September. They're Sunday night, Monday night, and Tuesday afternoon. Mickey Gilligrand, Shanghai Theater. Duke, go see it. You will not be disappointed. And so much to the fact that whenever you're ready to go, we will go again.
Okay. I want to. Yeah, the day he called me, I couldn't get away.
Yes.
And we've got something special coming up we want to tease, and we want to get this on your calendar now.
Yes, go ahead and treat this like a save the date, because next week and every week until this event happens, we will have more information. But one of my favorite people and your favorite people in this town, the lovely and talented Miss Janet Ellis, who has been on the radio here locally, 106.3 KRZK, for 24, almost 25 years with Steve and Janet, and now doing her own show. If you listen to the show, you know that she was diagnosed with breast cancer. She's gone through chemo. She's gone through some surgery. She's doing radiation now. We are putting a benefit show together for her. It is set for June 13th. 5:30 p.m. at Dick Clark's American Bandstand Theater. And I'll give you a couple of names that we have as far as confirmation, since we are still about 3.5 weeks away. Mm-hmm. Just a dude named Tony Orlando. No big deal. Some girls named the Lennon Sisters. And sweet, righteous baby Bucky Hurd, as well as some of the stars from Grand Country. And that's just what we can announce. We're working on some more.
Yeah.
This is going to be a fun event. We're working on ticket prices and everything now. But save that date. It's June 13th. It's a Wednesday. It's in between shows. You guys can even go and see an afternoon show and then a night show and go see this in between. And the thing about it is, these guys are coming out because they love Janet, because they want to. And Janet is Branson, man. I came to this town. I was a kid. I was 16 years old, man. And I turned on the radio.
By popular demand,
heard Janet
Branson's
and
best
over
quartet.
The years, she's
New
always
South
been a part of
all
every
your
major
gospel
event.
Favorites. This 2 hour Southern Gospel extravaganza takes you from the early roots of Southern Gospel.
No, she wouldn't lose.
Clapping gospel hits of today. From the Jordan Ayers to Bill Gaither, this show leaves you walking a little higher.
It's going
to
be a
Jackie
great
Brown
show.
Jackie Brown and Jim Daniel also featured on Gospel Classics. For tickets and information, call Grand Country Music Hall at 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com.
Incredible show. And we're
located
help
in the
out.
Heart of Branson, Grand Country is the total vacation experience with lodging, water parks, live shows, mini golf, a family arcade center, multiple dining choices, and shopping. Your family will love Grand Country's fun and convenience.
Whatever we need to do.
Call 417-335-3535 or visit grandcountry.com. Grand Country, we've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Absolutely. Stay with Josh multiple places.
Every Wednesday and Saturday, BransonCharliesNews.com. Every Thursday, Branson Live. Every Friday and Saturday morning on 106.3 KRZK. And we wrap it up with a bow every weekend on this fine program.
Stay with us. Coming up next, we have New South with a gospel song.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. We have run ourselves plumb out of time, but we're glad you joined us this week for 1 hour of classic country music right here on Grand Country Rewind.
That's right, and stay with us for another hour here on Branson Country USA. But right now, here's a gospel song from New South.
Well, Egypt was once my home. I was a slave, helpless and sinned it roam, love like it craved. Looked up to heaven's dome, Christ came to save. I'm living in Canaan now.
Living on Canaan's side,
Egypt behind,
crossed over Jordan wide,
gladness to find.
Well, my soul is satisfied,
no longer blind am I, living with Jesus up in Canaan right now. With fetters strong, look up to higher ground. Twill not be long. Your Savior, your soul has found. You'll sing this song. I'm living in Canaan now.
Living on Canaan's side,
Egypt behind,
crossed over Jordan wide,
gladness to find.
Well, my soul is satisfied.
No longer blind am I, living with Jesus up in Canaan right now. Behind,
crossed over to my
gladness to find.
Oh, my soul is satisfied.
My soul is satisfied.
My
really been beautiful. Let's put our hands together like a bunch of hillbillies now. We'll get on out of here, all right?
Good night, everybody, and God bless you.
Grand Country Rewind is produced from the vault of classic country music at Grand Country Music Hall, located on the famed 76 Country Boulevard in Branson, Missouri. Our executive producer is Glenn Robinson. Producer is Mike Patrick. Associate producer is Andy Holloway. Production manager is Rachel Conroy. Our box office and group tour manager is Selena Campbell. And director of marketing and sales is Tate Womack. For information about planning a fun-filled visit to Branson, call our friendly folks at 417-335-2484 or visit GrandCountry.com. We have amazing vacation packages to create the perfect Grand Country getaway. From Mike Patrick, Jamie Hagee, and everyone at Grand Country, thank you for joining us for this week's Grand Country Rewind.